Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Friday, December 31. For all of our podcasts and articles, visit ValueSign.com. Today, the dawning of a new year, 2022, just ahead. Well, 2021 was quite a year of tension and tragedy, a year when the nation continued to be plagued with disease. Johns Hopkins reports that more than 800,000 Americans have died from the COVID-19 pandemic and its various strains since the pandemic began back in 2020. These numbers are made all the more tragic by the VAERS report that now over 20,000 Americans have died from the vaccine administered to prevent the disease. Now, our economy has been buffeted from the pandemic and the political reaction to it. From that dreadful second quarter of 2020, when governors and mayors throughout the country placed their jurisdictions in absolute economic lockdown. For the first time in our nation's history, they were quarantining the healthy, those that could have gone to work but were not allowed. Businesses which were deemed by executive order to be non-essential, quote-unquote, were closed. Many closed forever. I saw at least one estimate that claimed that more than 400,000 small businesses went out in that disastrous second quarter alone. And as you would expect, the economy went into free fall. Had it continued in that lockdown state, the economy would have fallen by 33%, the largest economic decline in the nation's history, exceeding even that of the 1930s. Now, the reaction from Washington has been nothing short of massive, with initial stimulus packages under President Trump, which amounted to slightly over $1 trillion, followed by three more stimulus packages under new President Biden, amounting to an additional $8 trillion. So in total, $9 trillion added to the economy. And that's the important thing to note here. That total $9 trillion entered the economy, and all of it came this year in 2021. So is it any wonder that we sustained economic growth this year? And we also had inflation. Washington pushed an equivalent of 45% of our annual income into the economy in the form of stimulus. Actual checks paid to individual citizens, businesses, and government entities of all type. Now, does this represent real organic economic growth? Of course not. And it's the reason that almost every economic report coming out of Washington nowadays has a disclaimer that their analysis are not able to separate what is real from what is not. They delicately say they cannot back out the income effects of the stimulus. What this tells me is that as 2021 ends, we really can't tell where our economy stands. On the surface, it looks okay. GDP has been growing so far this year, but it's all based on those stimulus dollars at an amount that has never been approached before. Think of it, nearly half of our national income in 2021 was stimulus. Now, this naturally leads to the question, what would happen if that stimulus were withdrawn? And the answer will be known very shortly in 2021. Thanks to the stalwart senator from West Virginia, much of this insanity was laid to rest when he indicated that he was opposed to yet another stimulus package. This time Joe Manchin, and he called a halt to the Build Back Better program. So this year, stimulus, at least of the level of half our economy, will be starting to be reined in, and that's on the fiscal side. Now, down the street from the Capitol, at the Eccles Building, the Federal Reserve is also indicating that they, too, will become more circumspect this year. It began in late summer with the Fed indicating that they were prepared to reduce the number of bonds they were purchasing each and every month. At the time, the level was $120 billion in bond purchases every month in an effort to provide additional liquidity to the financial system. Now, do you wonder where all that money to buy stocks come from? The latest indication from Chairman Jerome Powell is that the so-called taper, which has already begun, could be completed by the end of the first quarter in 2022. That massive $1.44 trillion in annual liquidity pushed into the economy could end in as few as 90 days. My cynical self says that might have an impact. Finally, rounding out this trifecta of economic change, the Fed chairman promised to begin raising interest rates after years of holding short-term rates near zero. Conventional wisdom is that the Fed will raise rates 3 times in 2022. Not that rates have been steady currently. After 11 straight months of higher and higher inflation, we've already seen the Treasury yield curve climb substantially. And as we pointed out in a recent podcast, we're now seeing 3- and 6-month T-bills yielding rates that are 5 or 6 times higher than they were at the beginning of the year. Overall, this is the largest change in basic economic policy that I have ever seen, and I've been around a long time. I remember Nixon's wage and price controls, Carter's austerity, and Paul Volcker's interest rate hikes. And none of these represents the across-the-board, 180-degree change in macro policy that we're going to see now. In years past, it was always just one part of Washington which would tighten while the rest would stand pat. Tighter monetary policy under Paul Volcker, for instance, while fiscal policy under Ronald Reagan did not change. But this will not be the case in 2022. This year, everyone will slam on the brakes together at the same time. Money from the federal government in the form of grants and loans will become harder to get, at the same time that liquidity from the commercial banks and financial companies will dry up, and also at the same time that interest rates are slated to rise. It should make for quite a ride. So as the crystal ball in Times Square falls to mark a new year, it will also mark a very new economy. It's time to buckle up. And that's my special New Year's podcast. Remember, God has provided a message for times just like this. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their lands. Happy New Year, my internet friend.